officials in the Lord's seat of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Bhava Sishma Dhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Bhad, Shishmal Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, and to all our Guru Parampara. You can all come to me, with me, on the bank of Neelachal ocean at Puri. All laps and laps, more than 40 lakhs, devotees are there assembled. And they are pulling a rath and shouting, what? Jai Jagannath Devaki! जय बलदेव प्रभु की जय श्री सुभद्रा देवी की सचिनंदन गौर हरि महाप्रभु इज डांसिंग ही आर देयर सो मच एंड देन He read some shloka, perhaps it has been explained by Shyamrani and you. So no need of what? Repeating.
You always say new things.
Huh?
You always say new things.
They all should know because you have explained. Oh, Mahaprabhu is remembering Kurukshetra. And he is thinking that myself, Radhika, my friends, all gopis, are in Kurukshetra with Nanda Baba and Yashoda. And from there, they are carrying Krishna on their Manoratha. The cart of their heart. They always do like this. When Krishna was in Kurukshetra, there was a very big sun eucalyptus.
Solar eclipse.
And Krishna with his all queens of Dwarka and all his army commander-in-chief was there in Kurukshetra. Whole family of Krishna was there. Even the Pandavas, Kauravas, Bhisham Pitamah, Drona, Karna were there to take bath in that pond in solar eclipse. A crowd of more than 100 lakhs all were there to take bath in that pond. They took bath all and they donated everything they have. So much rupees, gold especially, what they have they donated to Brahmins here, there. And in the meantime, all were assembled in the camp of Vasudeva Devaki to take darshan of Krishna. Oh, thousands and thousands of rishis, maharshis, oh, Brahmavadi Rishi, realized souls like Narada and others were there to take the darshan of Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead. When they were with Krishna, Mother Kunti, five Pandavas there, Bhishma Pitama was there and meeting very affectionately to them. But at once he heard from any messenger that from Vrindavan, from Braja, Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda is coming with all gopis in bullock carts. He left them all in a second and began to run towards Nanda and Yashoda. Heart melting and weeping bitterly, mother, when the Yashoda and father Nanda saw, they became overwhelmed. They also began to weep, my son, Krishna, and they came down from the cart. Krishna and Baldev were there. Yashoda, Krishna, running, weeping, mother, and he sat on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda covered him like a very ignorant small baby and become weeping very bitterly, so much bitterly. After a long period, whom he has lost for years and years, or seeing Krishna, all his separation mode in the form of tears began to come. In Vrindavan he never wept because he was like a statue. Everything dry, heart was dried in separation. She was like, dry wood or like a stone. But here, when Krishna was here, began to weep loudly. And Nanda Baba, he took Baldev in his lap and he also began to weep. A very pathetic scene was there. All Brajvasi, Shakha, oh, so many, Lalita, Vishakha, Radha were there also, far away. And Krishna was weeping bitterly. Devaki mother and father Vasudev, they came with Rohini Maya and others. They were looking over, what happened? Yashoda thinks that he is my son and she be weeping. Krishna. And Krishna is telling mother. He never has told Devaki mother, never. He is some sight for Devaki. If he is hungry, he will tell mother Rohini, not mother Devaki. And now she is saying that, he is weeping so bitterly. She saw that Krishna has forgotten that I am Devakishan and Vasudevshan. So he wanted to remind him, you are not son of like this. You are my son. So he began to tell, Mother Yashoda, you are very humble and very kind to my child. You are very kind to my child. We sent my baby Krishna and Baldev. Krishna, they are in Gokul, and you kept Krishna like your baby, like your eyes. Like this. And you served him up till now. So he never remembers me. He always thinks that you are his mother. Rohini heard and she became passionate. She saw that she is disturbing to Krishna and Yashoda meeting. So he told, dear Sakhi, Devaki, oh Kunti, mother Kunti, and so many are waiting for you. I am looking here, and you should attend them also, otherwise they will be upset. And thus telling her, he took, she told Vasudeva and Devaki to attend others. And thus they went to another place. Now weeping, all separation mood went out of their hearts. Mother Yashoda was thinking, outside here, nearby, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha are waiting. How waiting? Up till now, they were checking their separation mode and their lives in their body. But when they have reached here, they cannot tolerate a moment separation. Oh, they are about to die. So thus Yashoda Devi, very kind and what?
Generous.
He noticed that they are about to die if I am not giving chance them at once. So she quickly took Baldev Prabhu in her hand and she went from there to pacify others and to meet others and gave a chance for gopis. Then at once they were half day weeping and they came to Krishna. And Krishna met them. Now their whole what? Oh, began to come from their heart and they began to weep very bitterly. In their life they have not wept like today. Krishna wanted to pacify them. He told, what? There is a shlok. Srimad Bhagavatam. Before Ahuschana Nilna. Krishna and Gopya Cha Upalabhya Kichirat of Histam. Yada Prekchane Prek Disheshu Sapanti. Parirabhya Sarvam. That Mapu, I don't remember, I used to remember, but now I'm forgetting. Very good slope. Oh, what I told? Explaining all these things. Gopis were now about to die, but when they meet, oh, after a long time, how much? About 40 years after their meeting with Krishna. They cannot speak. They wanted to speak something. They could not speak. Then Krishna told himself, oh gopis, my friend, you are my life of life. I know you are feeling so separation. But I am very nishthur, cruel hearted. You gave up everything for me, your husband, house, wealth, reputation, position, everything. Even your chest, Vedic Dharma, you gave for me. I myself, what? Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
I left you. How grateful I am. You are thinking that I am very ungrateful. Creature. Please forgive me for this. Though you are thinking like this, but I am not ungrateful to you. Always remembering you and remembering. Then Sukadev Goswami is telling, Ahuscha nalinlabhate padaravindam yogaishwarai rapi Abhichinta magad bodhai sansar kupatita tarno valambam geham jusamopi manasyodhyas. ఫటలి అహుశ్యతే ననిల్ నాభ పదారవిందం. ఓ వెన్ కృష్ణ టోల్డ్ మై గోపీస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు టెల్ యూ సమ్ సీక్రెట్ థింగ్స్, హ్యావ్ యూ హర్డ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్? ఓ రియలీ ఐఎమ్ సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ యూ షుడ్ నో దట్ ఐఎమ్ విష్ణు ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇన్ ఆల్ హర్డ్స్, ఈవెన్ ఇన్ గ్రాసెస్, ఇన్ ఎనిమల్స్, ఇన్ వాటర్ పార్టికల్స్, ఎయిర్ పార్టికల్స్, ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్, ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఐ. సో యూ హ్యావ్ నో సెపరేషన్ ఫార్ మీ, నెవర్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి లైక్ ఏ పాట్ ఆఫ్ క్లే. ఎ క్లే పాట్ కెనాట్ బి సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ అర్త్. అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఐ టోల్డ్? Why cannot be separated? What is pot? Made of clay. So this pot has no separation from earth. Earth is always there. So you are made of me. I am inside, outside, upside, low side, everywhere I am in you. So why you are feeling this? Oh, you should come in trance, meditate me, and everywhere we will realize that I am there. So no chance of separation, my dear gopis. Oh, what became? Hearing this, the gopis became in angry mood, sulky. Ahuscha nanil na padarabindam yogaishvairya sadat nirakna yogaishvairapi agadhachint abodh. సంసార కుప్తరుణావలంబం గేహం దుసా మనస్సుద్యాస. ఓ బిగ్ చీటర్, యువర్ బ్లాక్ ఇన్సైడ్ అండ్ అప్సైడ్, ఆల్వేస్ యూ వాంట్ టు చీటర్స్. వీ నో దాట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ నాట్ సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్ వీ నో యూ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఒంబ్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోద. ఆల్వేస్ బట్ వీపింగ్ ఫార్ milk of Yashoda, always telling lie here there, taking earth in your mouth and telling that, oh, I am not taken, always stealing butters and milk everywhere in the house of gopis and telling that, oh, I have never stolen anything. We know a Brahma cannot do like this. A Brahma cannot take the garments of girls, making them naked. Oh, Brahma can do? Why he will do? Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do like this. If he is everywhere, why will do? We know that you are very passionate. Passionate means? Okay. And you called me, us, oh, by float, Radhe, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, cling by all gopis. And then we came and we danced with you, no? Why Supreme Personality of Godhead will come and dance with me, with us? And we also know that you were keeping your sweet bansi and head on the lotus feet of Radhika and requesting his forgiveness. Why? Oh, this is the job of Supreme Personality of Godhead? Never. So we know that you are not Bhagavan or anything, but you are cheating us. Ahuschati nanil nab padaravindam. But we know that Brahma coming from the nose up by the level position of Padmanabh. What is that? Oh, Brahma is also like that. He is also not intelligent, very mota buddhi. because he has come from there. The stick of
lotus.
How they can know? They can pray you like that, that you are Supreme Lord, you can make this whole universe in a second and destroy. They can glorify like you to you. But we know you from beginning of your birth and up till now we are knowing you all. They should do like this. They should pray for salvation. They can pray you that his lotus feet may come in your heart. They can do, they should do. Because they are foolish like anyone, anything. But we are very clever and very intelligent. You know really that who are you. Black this cheater only. You can cheat anyone, we know. You can easily take, can take our hearts even. We know that you are like that, Brahma is telling and all are telling, that if anyone in this world who are drowning in the ocean or any coop, well of what? Birth and death. And they are very suffering, so much suffering from old days and all kinds of troubles and what? Their problems. Oh. Sansar ku patita taranova lambam geham jusami api. So they can chant your name and they should go out of this burning well of birth and death. But we are not so. You are yourself drowning in the well of separation, our love and affection, we know. We can save you. You cannot save us. But we are powerful. By our love and affection, we can give you life. So, we know. You are telling that you should come in and meditate. Oh, it is a fact of what? Laughing. Like joke? You are joking like us. You are telling us that you should meditate me. But don't you know that from beginning of our life, what? Playing with you? Or from beginning? You know that Brahma, Shankar, Sukadeva Goswami and others, they can meditate your lotus feet in their hearts. Only meditating lotus feet, and it may be that it will not come in their heart. But we are, how? Or same feet, directly, we keep on our breasts. Why? To please you, to give satisfaction to you, because you will be happy for this, keeping your feet here, directly. We are not Brahma, that we will meditate, or you will hankering come, will come to us for your satisfaction, not for our satisfaction. We don't want you black. But we know that without you can die. So mercifully we are, yes, coming to you. Don't think that we have come for our happiness, to enjoy. But we want that you should be happy. You should be in life. So we are coming here. We are not weeping for us. We are weeping for you because what you are? Helpless. Anyone cannot satisfy you without us. Especially my Sakhi Radhika. His life and soul of yours. So if you want to be pleased forever, you want to be happy forever, please come in the chariot of our heart, mind. And we will take you there. Where? Or my mind and heart is. And there we will satisfy you. Not here. We don't want to meet you here. because here we cannot satisfy. Why? Oh, you have thousands of thousands wives, so many children, so many generals, so much army, so much friends, rishis and maharshis, all here. We remember Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reading this slok. What a slok? Ja kaumar harasa eva hi bara eva chatrak chapaste chon milit malati surabhya praudha kadambanila sachai vasmi tathapi tatta surat vyapara lila vidhau revarodha se reva betasi tarutale chetasam. Mahaprabhu was remembering all this scene. And here, dancing, remembering and weeping, he was telling this slok. Oh. Jakaumar Haraha, who took our young age, teeny age, and what did? Played with that. By meeting. And now he has become our husband. Jakaumar Haraha. Kaumar Harah means where Kaumar age is stolen away. By what? By marriage. If there are girlfriend and boyfriend meeting together, no marriage, and very secretly they are meeting here and there, enjoying themselves. But after some time, if they are given marriage, no restriction, nothing, they can meet freely. So now, oh, my boyfriend, oh, you, Krishna, you have become my husband. Not telling directly, but like this, that you, my boyfriend, you became my husband. But now, oh, there is your father, your mother, your brothers, all relatives, so many things. There I cannot meet like you. Where you used to meet in a forest of Betasi, cane. And there were so many good kadamba trees with so much flowers, of so much fragrance was there. And no one was there to disturb us. Only we two were sitting on the bank of that Reva river. Oh, talking so much. What talking? Whole day not stopping. So much talking, and meeting each other, pleasing each other. So I remember, I don't want a very
royal palace,
anything, so much wealth. I want to be in that place where we used to sit together and to meet and talk. And Rupa Goswami heard this slok and at once made a slok. After this, oh, Radhika was that beloved, Krishna was like beloved. They were meeting in Vrindavan, no marriage, nothing, making dance, rush and meeting each other, pleasing. Sometimes Krishna massaging Radhika's feet, giving a collar in his feet, and Radhika used to do what? Keeping his feet on the head of Krishna like a stamp, now you are mine, in this way. So I remembering, so I don't want to be here in the elephants and horses here, so much big army, generals, Visham Pitama, like fathers, and all the rishis here, and the so many wives here, we don't want. We want to take you to, again in Vrindavan Bansi, but on the bank of beautiful river, Yamuna. There were in Bansi, but there are so many kadams trees there. Fragrance is coming. No one to disturb. Only myself and my associates are there. So I want that at once you should come with me and we will take you to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu, sometime in front of court, and he is singing and going, and Jagannath is going and seeing and tasting, relishing so much. And when Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radhika, he wants to test Krishna, examine if I am not going to Vrindavan, whether he is going or not. So he comes backside, not singing anything, not doing, but he is there. And Jagannath, they saw that, oh, Srimati, what to do? Then Jagannath used to be stopped. Chariot not going. Elephants are trying. Soldiers are all trying. King is trying to take Jagannath Dev, but he is only there. Oh, when Srimati Radhika will come and go forward, then I will go. So Mahaprabhu like examining. So, ki slok uta. Sham jadi aage chale. Nahin, Sham jadi. Gaur jadi aage chale. Sham. If Gauchandra is proceeding forward, then Jagannath Dev is somewhat very slowly he is going on. And if Gaur is back, Jagannath Dev becomes stopping there. Not an inch he can go forward. So sometimes 2 days, 3 days it takes to reach Jagannath or to where? Gundicha Mandir. Very pleasant things. Who made? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself made. At first it was not like this. Only court was going up, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev, and servants and elephants are taking. No kirtan, no mood, nothing, no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, Bakreshwar Pandit and all other kirtan doing. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joined and do like this, and all lakhs devotees from Bengal, Odisha, here, there, they became to join, and now not less than 40 lakhs. We also go. I was not in a mood to go Jagannath because it is Dwarka or Kurukshetra, so I never wanted. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, how he is dancing and seeing this round figure. No eyes, nothing, no beautiful shape. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what see? Oh, Shyam Sundar. Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. He never thought that he is Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Never. But we cannot see like this. So we only go there to have the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to take all these modes in us. That is why Rupa Goswami used to go, Sanatan Goswami and all Goswami were there. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, all were there, only for this. So we should try to remember all these things properly. And then we will have taste, then you will forget all these worldly things. Where I am, you will forget. And this is, development of your bhakti. That is why Krishna comes, Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu came, Rupa Goswami and all other gurus came. Only to give this thing. If you will receive it, only a very little saw, what? Little, even one drop, even 100 part of a drop, your life will be successful. So I have only come to remind this and to give something. You should not think you are weak. You should think always this. Don't think about girlfriends and boyfriend. Never. In what stage you are, be situated in that position. If you are family man, you should be. If you are brahmachari, you should be that. If you are renounced order, you should. Don't be shaken from that position. If you are brahmachari, brahmacharini, your love and affection for Krishna should develop. If there is taste in chanting, remembering, hearing this sweet pastime, how will he decide to marriage? to be attached with any girl or boyfriend. How? Very wonderful thing. It cannot come. Those who are, have some taste. And those who have that, they cannot deviate from there. So now it is 7. Our time is over. Our drama, very big drama. So we should see how good drama is coming. And always remember all these things and try to develop. Don't make any problem for yourself and for me also. Then you are my disciples and my friends and devotees. Never. Be favorable to yourself and to me also. I have received so many letters. What? Oh, only boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, I have burnt them. I gave them in foil. I never looked it. If anyone give me letter like this, I will give it to my kitchen room to give him in foil. So don't give. Oh, I have given you a very beautiful boyfriend. What? Oh, Krishna. Very beautiful. There is no any beautiful or so powerful boyfriend like Krishna. And you are now giving up him and you want to have a girlfriend, boyfriend. A very bad thing. I hate. Don't like to like. Gaur Pramanande. Oh. Happy. And so much satisfied.